Hi, good evening to everybody. As we begin to recover from a major storm here on the East Coast, as promised, I wanted to talk about the background behind the issue which I discussed on Shabbos, which was the propriety of shoveling snow on Shabbos, salting one's driveway and walkway on Shabbos, making snowmen and snowballs, playing in the snow, sledding in the snow, a bunch of issues relating to Shabbos and snow. And I hope you'll have a better understanding of the talk this past Shabbos. The first issue that has to be addressed and discussed when it comes to snow, and that's the most popularly discussed issue, is whether or not snow has the status of muksa. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very brief truth about this, in Or HaChaim Chelek Hei. Siman Beis Os Lamed Zayin, Rav Moshe was asked whether or not snow indeed was muktzah or was not muktzah, and the response is a very brief one, and he writes, Have muktzah da have nola. Rav Moshe was the opinion that snow is considered to be muktzah, based on its nola, it's a new creation on Shabbos, although there were clouds in the sky, theoretically, before Shabbos, or even if snow began later in the day on Shabbos and clouds were already there, the fact that in the clouds there's moisture, and the moisture turns to water, and water ultimately only becomes snow as it drops down in air pressure. So essentially it's nola, it's a new creation, it's something that comes about and as a result is considered to be usher because of nola, the new creation on Shabbos. Moshe Feinstein as well is quoted in the Sefer Tiltule Shabbos, a contemporary Sefer written by Rishon Pinchas Bodner, and in there he cites Moshe having a different reason as to why it's considered to be muktzah, and that's because it's muktzah machmas gufo, means it has no purpose whatsoever. Although children play with muksa, and although it might look nice and pretty, nonetheless, it has no purpose whatsoever. It's true that ultimately and fundamentally it can turn to water, and maybe will turn to water, maybe it will even be our drinking water, but from the time that it begins to have snow on the ground, on the floor, in our homes, or in our front backyard, till it turns into water is not really something that we grapple with in terms of the practical applications of muksa, and therefore Moshe understands that it has a purpose, and therefore it is considered to be muksa. Rishon Zalman Orbach, in the back of the Sefer Tultule Shabbos, in a printed Chuvah to the author of Yisrael Pinchas Bodner, also suggests that it is usher as a result of muksa machmas gufo, snow has no purpose, we don't use it, it has no value to us. And furthermore, like Rav Moshe, also suggested as a possibility of nola, a new creation on Shabbos. As a result, it has an aspect of muktzah to it. Nonetheless, the consensus, the majority opinion of most poskim, including a final position of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, printed in Sefer Shabbos from a student of Neuberg, as well as a position of Yisrael Eliashiv, and the position of the majority of halachic authorities of our generation, previous generations, including Tzipeta Frank and the Tshuva and Hartzvi, is that snow is not considered to be muktzah. And the reason that it's not considered to be muktzah, all these poskim point to a Gemara, Mesecha Shabbos, and Daf Nun Aleph, and we pass them in Shulchan Aruch and some in Shin Chaf Sif Tes. The Gemara in Shulchan Aruch rule Hasheleg veHabarad in Maraskin Osam. Snow and ice cannot be chopped or broken apart on Shabbos. Dehainu l'shabram l'chatichos dakos k'dei sheyazugu meimav. It can't be split, divided, chopped, or broken apart in order to use the water from the ice or the snow on Shabbos itself. Mishnah Brura here in Siman Shin Chaf Os Lamed Dalet and Os Lamed Hey, Os Lamed Gimel rather, mentioned the machlokas we've shown him as to why it's prohibited to use water that comes out of snow and ice that you've taken apart. The first is the opinion of Rashi. Rashi writes in the Shabbos Daf Namalef, the dummy malacha, similar to a malacha. Rashi doesn't tell you what malacha, but it's possible that some achronim explain that domet to make bepatish. Make bepatish means you're completing an act. So once something goes from a solid to a liquid, from snow or ice to water, that's considered to be the conclusion of a process, and therefore it's prohibited to chop ice or to squeeze water out of snow or ice as well. The second reason that it's us, as the opinion of the Rambam, is that it's chita, it is squeezing, extracting, or taking a liquid out of a solid, that is also considered to be a melacha d'oraisa, a melacha chita, and as a result, it will be aser. However, what you do see from here, although it's a melacha, either schita or makeh bepatish, nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch says nothing about sheleg or barad, ice or snow or frost or the like, being mukso whatsoever. So this would be a conclusive proof, and this is the position of many and the most, and the consensus opinion of the majority of halachic opinions, that sheleg, snow, and barad, ice, and the like, are not considered to be mukta, even though it's prohibited to squeeze ice or to squeeze out water from the snow itself. Nonetheless, it's not considered to be mukta. So therefore, when it comes to shoveling your front yard or your driveway, etc., mukta shouldn't play a role whatsoever because snow and ice are not considered to be mukta. However, it's the latter part of the Shulchan Aruch here, which seems to be more practical, not in terms of snow per se, but in terms of salting one's driveway or walkway. The Shulchan Aruch continues that although it's prohibited to extract or to squeeze out water from snow or ice, no sin hu lasoch kos shel yayin o mayim hu niyuach me'elav ein achoshesh. Person is permitted to take ice or snow and place it into a cup of wine or into a cup of water, and it will dissolve itself, and there's no concern with that whatsoever. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch writes that you could place ice or snow bechama in the sun or kenegan a madura next to the stove, v'nifshu, and they will melt mutar. It's permitted. Why is that permitted? So Mishmur explains that this is called nola. Nola means a process that happens by itself. If snow turns to water or ice turns to water, if it happens by itself without me proactively doing something, there's no prohibition whatsoever. This is what's called nola. And nolat, according to the Mechaber, is absolutely permitted. The Shulchan Aruch not only mentions this point in Siman Shin Chaf, Sif Tes, but he also reiterates this earlier in Hilchos Dishol in Siman Shin Yilches, Sif Tes Zayin. Mutal Kenin Panda Kineged Ha'esh B'makum Sheyat Zolatis. The person is permitted to place a kugel, an oily kugel, next to a flame or a fire. Afal Pi Shehashuman Sheba Shenikra Shechozev Inimuach. Even though the oil will squeeze out of that dish that you place near the fire or next to the heater, whatever it is, it's permitted to do so, even though the oil will be extracted. Or even though, in our case, if you place the ice next to the flame or the fire, if it's going to happen by itself, there's no problem whatsoever. The Sharatian mentioned that this is permitted because it is considered to be nolad, and an action that happens by itself is considered to be permitted, even though I am putting it in a place to do that. That is okay because it's happening by itself. It's true that the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't have a problem with Nolad, although the Ramah does. The Ramah writes in Siman Shin Yuches of Tazayin that Yesh Machmir, and there are those who are Machmir, and that's the position of Ashkenazim, that's the custom of the Ramah, Yunagul Hachmir, that even though I didn't proactively do something, it's happening sort of by itself because I put it in a situation for it to take place. I placed ice in an area where it can melt, or I placed snow in an area where it can melt. The fact that it melts by itself, the custom is to be machmir. However, the Ramah continues, b'makom tzorech yesh lismach hasfar rishon, in a time of need, in a place, in a situation of an extenuating circumstance, it would be permitted to do so. So how do we look at placing salt on an ice patch, or placing salt on one's driveway or walkway to remove snow? Is that considered to be a proactive action? Is it similar to taking ice and snow and chopping it and taking it apart and making snow or ice into a liquid form, and it'll be prohibited like the Shulchan Aruch says in the beginning of Siftas? Or no, do we consider that to be something that's happening by the by, as a grama sort of, something that's an indirect activity and therefore should be permitted? The majority of halachic authorities, contemporary halachic authorities, seem to indicate that when you put salt on the ground, so all I'm doing is putting salt on the ground. It happens to be that as a result, after the fact, some snow or ice will melt. But it's not that I'm doing it proactively. If that's the case, according to the Mechaber, it's mutter, because that's what we call nolad. According to the Ramah, yesh machmir, and we're noheg lahachmir, we would tell you not to do that lechatchila. However, like the Ramah concludes, b'makom tzorech yesh lismach hasfar rishona, in a time of need, extenuating circumstance, we need to get out of the house, you're concerned that somebody will fall, you need to get to shul, there's a possibility, potential that somebody will stumble or trip or fall, or if you don't salt the walkway, people aren't going to come to shul out of concern. So in that situation, the makom tzorech, if that is an extenuating circumstance, then it would be permitted. If you have a large amount of snow, there's nothing you can do regardless, and placing salt on the ground is not going to help. So of course, there's no purpose to doing so. So in terms of salting the space or the area or the areas that do have snor ice. So according to the Ramah, it's nahal gula hachmir, one shouldn't do so, unless it's a situation of tzorach, extenuating circumstance. According to the Mechaber, the Pinyin of Svardin, nolad is not a problem whatsoever, as long as it's happening by itself. But as we began our discussion, what is the status of snow? If it's not a problem of muksa, as is the consensus opinion, what would be the problem of shoveling if it's not considered to be muksa? We have to turn to another halacha in Shulchan Aruch at the end of Sofer Shabbos in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin. There's a discussion of sweeping the floor in Shabbos. Is one permitted or prohibited to actually sweep his or her floor in Shabbos? The Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that Asur Lechabed Habayit Elen Kein Akarta Meruta. It's prohibited to sweep the floor unless you have a paved or a stone floor. V'yesh matirin afilu ein mrutzaf. The second opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's permitted to do so, even though it's not a stone or a paved floor. Now, the reason for the prohibition of sweeping one floor in Shabbos is because mashveh hagumos pikibudo, where you are going to wind up smoothing out open spaces in the floor. Shemismalin hagumos shebabayis me'afer, that as you're sweeping, you're moving dust from point A to point B, or you're moving whatever contents on the floor from point A to point B, to have a binyan, and you're going to fill up those empty spaces on the floor, and that's considered to be boned building on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah. Afal pi dein mischavin lashvui gumos, even though you don't have intent to fill the gap or the space on the floor, afilu hachi also the psik reshu, it's a guarantee that it's going to happen automatically, and therefore it is asur. So therefore the question becomes, in our contemporary modern day situation where we don't have space that's open or gaps in the floor, where if you're sweeping, you're going to be mashved gumos, you're going to make the floor or fill those spaces or gaps in the floor, would it be prohibited or would it not be prohibited? So the first opinion the Mishnah Berurah says is it's usur, even if you have a tarka mutzaf, even though you have paved floor, because where it goes there, we make a decree of karka mirutzaf atu karka she'ena mirutzaf. The fact that your floor is paved, maybe somebody else's floor is not paved. And it's going to turn out somebody's going to sweep their floor and will wind up filling in these open spaces and being mashve gumos. The opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, quoted in the Be'er Halacha, is that contemporarily, since the majority of homes, or today we would even suggest that almost every home is not wooden and does not have any gaps or spaces in the floor, everybody has a tiled floor or whatever form it is, whether it's wood or marble or any type of tile whatsoever, there's really no concern that when you're sweeping the floor, you're going to wind up filling in empty spaces, and there's no way considered to be bonus, so therefore one is permitted absolutely positively to sweep the floor. If that's the case, one has to question whether or not this is applicable when it comes to shoveling the ground on Shabbos of snow. So if you have a backyard or a porched area that is connected to the ground, and there's a concern that when you're shoveling, you're going to wind up ripping up or taking apart some of the foundation or the grass or digging up some grass and placing, filling in another place. So this is exactly what the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, that it's a problem of Ashvu Gumos, that you're going to wind up flattening out some place in the floor, and that'll be awesome. However, if we're talking about shoveling a patio or a paved area in front of the home, well, then one would go back to what the Be'er Halacha seems to indicate, is that there wouldn't be a problem of Mashvu Gumos, seemingly, in that situation. The only question one has to ask is whether or not everybody's patio or everybody's front lawn or backyard has this type of situation, and the question then becomes whether or not the rule of the Be'er Halacha that everybody's backyard or front yard or back patio or front walkway is considered to be paved or not, and when you'd be sweeping, whether you'd be mashve gumos, that is a question that's a little bit up for grabs, but it would seem that if there is a situation where the potential for clearing the area is in a space or a place where there wouldn't be a concern of mashve gumos, then there would be potential, again, to shovel one's space in the front or the back of his or her home. A third potential possibility for prohibition or potential heter on Shabbos of shoveling is one that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank raises in a tshuva, in a famous blizzard that occurred in Yerushalayim, Rosh Chodesh Adar, 1957. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Rebbe of Yerushalayim, was asked whether it was permitted to shovel or to clear the area of space on Shabbos. And the issue of muksa was one that he raises, and as mentioned earlier in the call, he understands that it's permitted, there's no problem muksa, but he raises a secondary issue, and that is a bonet or soser, building or destroy. His concern, or Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's, was if an individual has snow on his or her roof, and that was a problem when the roofs were not built as well as they are today, the potential of them caving in once they've been iced over, and they'll be sitting, the cold, frozen ice will be sitting on the roof long enough, there's a potential of it creating a havoc in the roofs and roofs throughout the town, throughout the city. And his concern is if the snow is turned into ice, and the ice then becomes so connected to the roof, he reasons that if snow turns to ice and becomes attached to the roof, removing the snow would actually constitute breaking part of the roof, and that would be called soser, destroying. I'm breaking part of the roof. However, if the snow is soft, it would not be considered part of the roof, and therefore its removal would be permitted. So Tzvi Pesach Frank raises the third potential. It's not muksa, it's not mashvegumos, but another issue that we have to deal with is bonet or soser. Tzvi Pesach Frank's grandson and his gloss on his grandfather's tshuva seems to indicate that breaking ice is permitted, as the Shulchan Aruch rules in Siman Shin Chaf, the way to get to water, or when you have to draw water on Shabbos from a well, would be to break ice. The question is whether or not today that we do such a thing, whether or not that would be permitted or prohibited. But again, Tzvi Pesach Frank raises another issue, and that is one of bonet or soser. A fourth potential possibility to prohibit shoveling the ground on Shabbos is one raised by the Tshuvas Leiv Avram, by Avram Weinfeld, who refers us to a siman in Shulchan Aruch, siman Shin Lamed Gimel, no pun intended, Sheleg, and in there is a discussion about clearing out one's storage house. The halacha, based upon the Gemara, the end of Masechta Shabbos, and the Perek Mefanin, that it's prohibited lefanos otzer b'Shabbos, it's prohibited to clear out a storage space on Shabbos. An otzer of tvua, okad b'yayin, a storage house of any type of wine, or any type of granary. Even though one is permitted to go into his storage house and to take out a fine bottle of wine or to take out some grain necessary for Shabbos use, the only way you could start clearing it out and removing it is if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, for mitzvah purposes, or to clear it out for a shear. But here you see the Shulchan Aruch rule that simply to clear space or to clear out an area is prohibited. The question is, why is this asur in Shabbos? What malacha is it? So the poskim mentioned, the Rishonim and the Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katan Aleph, the Siman Shin Lamed Gimel, mentions two potential reasons for isur. The first is tircha, and the second is uzin d'chol. Tircha is unnecessary labor. It's back-breaking pain. It's difficult. It's not Shabbosic. This is quoted from Beis Yosef, that it's a tircha, it's annoying, it's a nuisance, it's hard work. The second reason to prohibit this is based upon the Bach, and that is that it's considered to be uvdin d'chol. It is work that's done for Shabbos, it's relegated to Shabbos, relegated to the week. It's obey d'chol, it's something that I do during the week. It's not something that I should be doing on Shabbos. So as a result of this, if shoveling the snow, or really getting involved in shoveling one's back space, or one's backyard, or one's driveway, or one's front walkway, there's a heavy level of tircha, especially in 2 feet of snow, or even a foot of snow, and often in 5 to 7 inches of snow, maybe even 3 inches of snow. It's a tircha. It's something that's difficult or painful or not cumbersome. It's not an enjoyable or pleasant experience necessarily, and something that's a tircha should not be done on Shabbos, or it's uvd in the chol. It's something that is related to chol, and when it's during the week, that's something that we do for the week, and it's not something that should be done on Shabbos, and the same thing would be true when it comes to shoveling the snow. A sixth and final reason of prohibition is based upon a Ramban. Ramban, in his commentary to Sefer Vayikra, Parashat Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet, on the Pasuk that says Shabboson, that the Yom Tovim and Shabbos should be Shabboson, should be a day of Shabbos, stopping, the Ramban says that we are commanded min haTorah, shnitzaveinu min haTorah lios lanu minucha, afilu midvar m'sheinu melacha. We are commanded on Shabbos and Yom Tov to cease from doing things that even are not part of the lamed tes melachos, even something that's not one of the 39 prohibited labors. Lo sheyitrach kol hayom limdora tvua v'lishkol haperos ha'matanos, that a person shouldn't spend his entire day counting up how much tvua grain he has collected throughout the course of the week, weighing his fruits and vegetables, v'lamale hachavios yayin, and to be filling up bottles of wine, v'lefanos hakelim, and to start clearing out my dishes from my cabinets, yam havana, mi bayis v'bayis, mi makam l'makam. It's true that these aren't prohibited labors according to the Torah, it's not one of the Lamed Tes Melachos, but the Ramban is Mechadesh biblically doing these types of things, which are not part of the 39 Melachos, are also also because it falls under a category of say, because of commandment of Shabbason. And the Ramban concludes, Lachain Amra Torah Shabbason Shia Yom Shavisa Umenucha Lo Yom Torah. That Shabbos should be a day of rest, a day of enjoyment, and not a day of busying oneself. Therefore, these three reasons, the reason of Tircha, the reason of Uvdin Dechol, or the Ramban's reason of Shabbos, would seem to be very, very much connected to shoveling snow on Shabbos. And although it's not Muksa, and maybe one can debate whether or not the prohibition of Bona or Soser applies of clearing out the driveway or the walkway, and one can debate whether or not shoveling the ground would fall under any of those two categories. Nonetheless, there still would be a concern that maybe there was the issue of Uvdin Dechol, the issue of Shabbason, or the issue of Tircha would be applicable. So it's not clear amongst halachic authorities whether or not it is permitted or prohibited. Looks, it's not, we can say for sure. As a result, if there is any need to shovel one's walkway in order for safety purposes, so clearly it would be permitted because we haven't pinned an exact malacha. Now, to do it simply for no reason or to do it because it's going to be easier to clear on Sunday or Monday, maybe that's an issue of hachana, preparation, or certainly that's uvdin dechol, that's a tircha, or that's not keeping in line with Shabbosom Shabbos. It's not muksa, maybe it's not mashvigumos, but nonetheless, at the same time, even if it's not binyan yastira, you have to consider whether or not Zilzul Shabbos, Shabbaton, or Tircha are in place. So in a situation of need, it would be permitted. If it's not a situation of need, it is suggested to cease shoveling the ground and wait for Sunday or Monday to take care of it. Therefore, the question became and becomes whether or not it would be permitted to tell a Nachri, a non-Jew, to do this work for you on Shabbos or not. Well, if there's nothing wrong with it, and it's only a question of Zilzul Shabbos, Shabbaton, or Tircha, so if I'm not doing it and a Nachri is doing it, there wouldn't seem to be any issur of Amir LeNachri in that particular circumstance. As long as the Nachri wants to do it for free, he's not charging, and you're not discussing financial matters on Shabbos, it'll be permitted. If you want to discuss a rate with him on Erev Shabbos or hint to him that you would be happy if he would take care of it for you on Shabbos and you could work issues out, payment after the Shabbos, that also would be permitted. But nonetheless, because it's a question as to whether or not it's mutter or usher to do altogether by Yisrael, it's also suggested that it's not keeping in line with the halachas and the relaxation of Shabbos and the oneg of Shabbos, the kavod of Shabbos, the nuch of Shabbos, to have a nachri clearing your porch and your backyard on Shabbos. So one suggested not to do so. Certainly the issue is usher if he's talking about using a plow or using a snowblower where there's a zilvul Shabbos and it's a loud noise, it's afshamilsa, it's something that's uncomfortable and cumbersome and loud, taking away from serenity of Shabbos. Certainly in that circumstance, it will be prohibited when it comes to a non-Jew shoveling or salting. If it's from the tzorech, if there's a reason for him, for your home to be shoveled or salted for any reason whatsoever, so alidei akum would seem to be okay in a situation of extenuating circumstance. What about making snowballs and snowmen? So that the Rambam has a discussion about, not snowballs specifically, but the poskim refer to a Rambam in their discussion about snowballs. As the Rambam seems to indicate, when you gather many different pieces together, it's usher as a result of bona. When I put different independent pieces into one large piece, it's forbidden. And here too, when I take pieces of snow and I put it together and I make it into a hole, that is usher. The Sefer Mekor Chaim, the Chavos Yair, he writes, and he's actually Moche, he tells that children should not play with Kadure Sheleg, the Zorkin, and he has a very strong condemnation of children doing so. The Ber Moshe, Moshe Stern, writes that for children under 9, it's permitted, but making a snowman certainly would be prohibited because there it is longer lasting, and it's meant to last longer, and if it's meant to last for a longer time, it has a more long-lasting status, and it will be usher, again, because of bona. Others suggest maybe the dash. It's separating, it's extracting. When you're squeezing the snow together, some water will come out. So certainly making snowballs with snowmen is something that should be discouraged, but if children are young and they're doing it by themselves, so again, Rav Moshe Stern writes that under the age of 9 is not a problem. playing in the snow, you can't technically prohibit it. There's nothing wrong, especially if it's the snow is not muksa. The same thing is true with sledding. One can't pin a particular malacha to us for sledding, but it would go back to the three latter prohibitions, either of Shabbaton, Tircha, or Uvdin Nechol. It's something that we do during the week, and maybe would take away from the serenity of Shabbos. We almost forget that it is Shabbos when we get so involved in these types of activities, and therefore it should be discouraged. So to summarize and to come to a conclusion, when it comes to snow proper, it is not muksa. Therefore, as a result, shoveling or removing snow is not going to be an issue when it comes to muksa. The questions and the malachos that are raised is whether it's bonet or soser. Tzufiyas concerned about sira, especially if it turns into ice. Mashve gumos, if you're clearing a path or it is in a space or area where you might fill in space on the ground, that would be considered to be bonet or be bonet or soser, but it's not conclusive. Seems to be that the most convincing reason to assume that would be prohibited would be either because of Uvdin Dechol, it's a weekday activity, it's Tircha, it's a strenuous behavior, it's difficult, or it's because of Zolzol Shabbos or Shabbos, like the Ramban. Therefore, if there's any need whatsoever to shovel or to remove the snow, we would tell you that it's permitted to get to shul. If you have to shovel part of your walkway in order to get out, it would be permitted. If there's somebody who has to get to a Suda Shabbos and they're in their home, and it would be a terrible nuisance and uncomfortable to spend the Shabbos in the house and be able to get out, and again, we would tell you that it's permitted to do so. Snowballs and snowmen should be discouraged as a result of Bona. Ali Bey Akum, as doing it through an agent, the proxy of a non-Jew, under extenuating circumstances, again, would be permitted, but not in a snowblower or plow. And we hope and we pray that we don't have difficult days of snow on Shabbos. Thank you and have a good evening.